From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. With the WNYC studios still closed, we here at newsounds.org are keeping the Soundcheck podcast series going by doing remote live interviews and performances and going back through our archives for some memorable performances from years gone by. This is one of the latter. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The singer and guitarist Rokia Traore blends the sounds and rhythms of her native Mali with the American and European pop and rock that she grew up on. Her globe-trotting career has included collaborations with Damon Albarn of the Britpop group Blur, with the Kronos Quartet, and with the American novelist Toni Morrison, among many others. Her latest album is called Beautiful Africa. On the Nonesuch label, Rokia is here in our studio to play some songs for us, beginning with one called CK. It's Rokia Traore, live on Soundcheck.
Ogo malankolo singoro jugo manawili obeyele muse utabako no akananjoya nemejoya wakananjoya nemenyini gajoni ndeichi netonvani mbaye akanayele mfeka nyakoro kokedeka nkoro tinye Siginyo wanjugu manawili okone horo nyamuna mbio wawa Bali majugu manawili kufali tebara ye mune wawa Nidung kanandoya kananjuwaya nimijuwaya wakananjuwaya Nimogo bebara minke uke kanyade nebi wawa Jurudiri makasa masama ndainda inka munebo Nebi wawa sunitelela nebi wawa Nebi wawa, nebi wawa, nebi wawa, kawawa de kawawa. Masima, mafinkila muna bejigena, nema jigila, ntijuwea, daganza te jombe nisira. Jombe nisira. Ma wili nima kana nejugo ya Nema wili nima kana nemisenya Ma wili nima kana kele ya na Kana kele ya na Ntasoma kana yele mfe kuno juguka Ntasoma kana yele mfe ngane ya juguka Ntasoma kana yele mfe nitemfe Ninjugu manyi, ninjugu manyi Nebi wawa, jirudiri makasa masamanda inda inka monebo Nebi wawa, sunitelela nebi wawa, koroni telebiwa nebi wawa, kawawa de kawawa
That is Rokia Traore, live on Soundcheck, with a song called CK, which comes from your latest record, Beautiful Africa.
Yes.
Rokia, very nice to see you again.
Thank you.
So this song, it's sung in Bambara.
It's in Bambara, yes.
That's your native language. Is this autobiographical?
Yes, kind of. It's to me, it's a funny song. I would probably not sing... at my beginnings, 18 years ago, when I started, and I wasn't supposed to be a musician, not because of traditional reasons, I'm not a Griot, mm-hmm. but because of very modern reasons. My parents was civil servants, and as anywhere in the world, when you are in a professional area, it goes with a specific way of thinking and seeing life, and you don't expect your children to make other choices. Mm. So for my dad, who introduced me to music, he was a great music fan, and he used to be a musician himself, but he did it that as a leisure time activity.
Right, as a hobby, and
Yes, he wanted me to do the same. So when I decided to stop my studies and become a professional musician, it was very hard for him and my mother to accept. And also in the area I grew up in, it wasn't common and very bizarre to people, this choice, and I was criticized everywhere. Hmm. And I was so glad that I had this opportunity to make an album, that I didn't think of that. And all these difficulties just taught me even more in life and how to keep going on. And then 18 years later, it was a kind of funny for me to think of all these things due to the fact I wasn't from this professional area, due to the fact I was a woman in a male area, because yep. singing, songwriting is, most of the artistic directors and songwriters are men. Right. So for different reasons, it wasn't easy every day, but even more interesting because of that. And I wanted to sing it and sing how glad and serene I am with what became my profession 18 years later.
So first of all, you're not from a family of griots, the traditional storytellers and musicians. Your dad was a diplomat, right?
Yeah.
So did that mean that you traveled widely? Did you go to many countries as a kid?
Yes, I started traveling. I was 2 years, and the first work of my father as a diplomat was in Brussels, where I spent years during my childhood. Mm-hmm. And then he continued traveling. Sometimes I've been with him and all the family with him. Sometimes we stayed in different countries because of schooling reasons. For example, in Saudi Arabia, everybody couldn't stay there. And yes, it was. I think I'm lucky because I like traveling.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because I started traveling very early that I like traveling, or it was because I like it that I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Anyhow, well, and here you are in a business where traveling is very much
and that's great.
Part of what you do.
Also, I like my work for that.
Yeah. So growing up in all these different countries then, it seems like maybe the traditional music of Mali was just one of many different things that you would have been absorbing as a kid.
Yeah, because my father was a big music fan, and traveling just gave him the opportunity to buy more vinyls and...
Vinyl,
Yes, and...
like what?
Oh, everything. I mean, classical jazz... blues. He was more classical jazz and blues, and mm-hmm. African music, of course, Fela Kuti, Sorikandja Koyate, Fanta Dama No. 2, Taboulé Rochereau. So these artists are from Nigeria, Guinea-Conakry,
Congo,
Mali,
yeah.
Congo, and classical, European classical music.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, all these American classical jazz and blues and written blues, and French songs, like chanson français.
Right.
And everything. I'm so lucky because I could listen to everything when I was a child. And
well, then your dad must have been, is he still with us? Is he still alive?
Yes, he's
so
still alive.
He must have been so happy when you started doing the 250th anniversary of Mozart piece and working with the Kronos String Quartet. You know, here you are making inroads into those worlds that he loved.
He's a real Bambara man, very proud. And he doesn't like to show me that he follows everything. And I think he's proud, but really, in a very discreet way.
Very discreet. Okay.
In our culture, it's not a good thing to tell about yourself and be too proud of yourself. And so being proud of your child is like being proud of yourself.
I see.
So we have this, yes, but I know, and he knows that I know that.
All right, as long as you know that he knows that you know. Wait a minute, now I'm lost. Rokia Traore is my guest here in the Soundcheck studio. Her latest album, Beautiful Africa, is out on the Nonesuch label. And this next song, Sarama, is also on the record. You want to perform it for us?
Yes. Muso Sarama ne muso dambe mane muso kembe bama. Baka kene muso ni gibur muso ni mini dona baba mako. Ale nyala temasin ni sagoya, ale yele nyin temasin yala goya. Sarabaula nebe foli bela musoye ah musoya akuma foba kachande imaye musoya awaleke ba mancha chamana nyafuruso muso chamana tinyafuruso muso demana nyawolo ba muso Demana tinya wolo ba muso Kobana bau, fama bauni Nalo mauni banabato Wolo bagani uladomba Oh, Farafina muso I miss your smile Every day they face their destiny Shirtless, barefoot, under the sun, women in Africa are strong. Oh, Farafina Muso, I miss your smile. I wanna hear your laughter. I admire the courage you face your destiny with. Oh, Farafina Muso, I miss your smile. I wanna hear your laughter. My inspiration is drawn from you. Oh, Farafina Muso, I miss your smile. Anything good I can do, anything good I can do, I want it to be a tribute to you, to you, to you. Mali muso tamacho kanyi, Farafina muso sarabaula. Mali muso tamacho kanyi, Farafina muso
sarabola.
That is called Sarama, a song from my guest Rukia Traore, live here on Soundcheck, singing and playing the electric guitar. Her most recent album is called Beautiful Africa. You'll find a version of that song on it. I have to say, that is a beautiful guitar you're playing today. The kind of the wooden body, you know, it's electric guitar, but it seems
it
to
is,
be,
yeah.
Is that like a custom-made instrument for you?
Yeah, it's a lug. It's a, how do you call that in English? I think it's an endorsement.
An endorsement.
It's a guy who is absolutely, he likes his work and he likes making guitars.
So it's like a boutique guitar maker.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful looking instrument. And
Thank
it sounds
you.
Great too,
and
of course.
It's a lag.
It's a lag. Okay. Mali has been, for many years, for world music fans, a kind of Disneyland. There's just so much great music coming from that country. But in the last couple of years, it's been a very troubled nation as well. Where are you living? Do you still live in Mali?
I do, and I've never left, actually. Because 6 years ago, I've decided to establish my home there. For years, I've been traveling for my work and living in different countries in Europe, mainly in France, for business reasons. And then I felt the need to do something in Mali for myself, to be more surrounded by this music and have collaborations with musicians and just, yes, make things happening and be part of the dynamic of Malian show business. And I moved back there 6 years ago. Then a couple of years later, even before I finished doing what I'm doing as business, I have a foundation, we're building a concert place, and we started with great projects with Peter Sellers and Toni Morrison, who are people supporting us. And then this crisis started. And yes, I think it was difficult to imagine such a thing in Mali, not just for people living abroad, but also for us living inside the country. I knew the political, social political situation was a very complicated one, but I couldn't imagine us coming back to a coup d'etat after 20 years of democracy. Of course, politicians are who they are, not just in Mali, but everywhere. But the thing is, what I've understood from this crisis is that we definitely need to have electors self-confident enough to not to have violence as the only way to express themselves.
Right.
And we have to trust in ourselves and our ability to make changes in a different way, not in a violent way every time. It was surprising also because there is all this majority of the population which is in a very difficult situation, and like they are screaming and there's nobody hearing them. So then the last way you have to do things is to destroy everything, because whatever you destroy, it's already destroyed for you.
For you,
so
yeah.
You have nothing to care about. And so in general in Africa, it's like that. That's a pity. And as an African, I knew the situation is complicated in my continent in general, and I'm concerned about my role and my responsibility as an African, not because I'm important, not because I'm going to do some more than all Africans, but because I have my small contribution to bring there. That's why, despite the fact I could live where I want, I decided to go back there. So I'm still there.
Okay.
And it's not such an easy situation, but life is possible. Mm-hmm. And yes, this is your homeland is your home. And for now, I don't feel the need to leave. I think Mali needs Malians who are able to trust in the country and bring their contribution.
Well, and it is part of the cultural heritage of Mali, the great musicians and singers like yourself, you know? And so
I think most of us stayed, you're still there. No,
yeah.
I don't know any singer or Malian artist, I mean, in theater and arts in general, who left. Everybody is still there.
Rokia, this has been great having you here in this kind of intimate setting, solo, here on Soundcheck today. Thank you so much for playing for us.
Thank you for having me.
Do you have a song you could play us out with?
Warabana la farinya, oye la marala to de fe. Sabajugo mambe wula jankono, ofenena maraba. Moke la nya wanyama, jumbe ni dea nyeva. Waitinya la nya wanyama, ambena maraba. Kamunke, dea nyamonka mundima. Ah, kamundi. Dianya monka munkiye, dianya mana waranya wonya, moye kela jonde dinfa kamunke. Burin sanu dobe ne bolo baba bodima, ame wakala bolo ganegeye ibodo nebiye, ware mogo mimbi bolola. Odum mobili de la obedi de no mama ko mama ni bama ko gongo mankanka munke dianya monka mundima ofo kamundi na dianya monka munkiye ye dianya mana waranya doma moye kela jule dimfa kamunke kone jonye ne de wala fanya mala jondi Ene jonye, nele walo banyama la jondi. Aha, one jonye, neye walo denin la jondi ala. Ene jonye, nele furu kenyama la jondi. Ovena deye ne la jondi. Sige nyonyuma la jonye ndi. Kobali manyuma, wala hiteri manyuma la jondi ndi. Iye, Kamunke, dianya monka mundima ofo. Kamundi, mimonka munkiye iye. Dianya mana waranya doma, moye kela jule dimfa. Kamunke, ya wena imaye, idu sudaye nisodia.
The song is called Kamunke, and you will find a full band version of that song on Rokia Traore's latest album called Beautiful Africa. That was a live solo performance. Rokia Traore playing the guitar and singing for us on Soundcheck. You've been listening to an episode of the Soundcheck podcast from our archives. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. You can see and hear much more on our website. Check it out at newsounds.org. Kia, kia, kia.